And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. We're going into our monsoon season, we hope. it didn't show last year. We're hoping it'll come back this year. But we always get a lot of wind. And one of the things we talk about in the summer is prepping our trees for monsoon season. And to start that, you've got a new term, tree risk assessment.
Well, yeah, you can sort of feel the monsoon and the weather. Even walking out of the door this morning, you start to feel that humidity hanging in the air, and the monsoon is around the corner. We get some storms that are start building up, and they'll either roll up from the Gulf or they'll come down from Mount Baldy, that area. I guess that's where all the thunderstorms arise, right over Mount Baldy, and they rolled down from the rim from there. But any way they come, they're kind of a blessing and a curse, because you want the rain and the benefits that the storms bring to the low desert when our plants are so hurting for some water, but you don't want the results of the heavy winds and those downdrafts and the heavy shear force of flatline winds that can just topple trees. So yeah, there's a term in our industry called tree risk assessment, and it's a developed skill to be able to analyze trees structurally and to determine if they're viable, if they're going to be able to handle the forces of wind. I mean, there's some catastrophic winds, hurricane force winds, which regardless of the structure of the tree, is going to damage a tree. You know, you hope that the parts of the tree that are damaged will be small enough diameter, inches, that it won't destroy the tree's beauty or function in the landscape. And we talk about when we do tree risk assessments about that size of branch which is most likely to fail as one of the components of that assessment. And if it's a 3-inch diameter branch that's going to fail, not a big deal. If it's a 12 to 18 inch diameter branch, that's pretty significant loss of the tree. And of course, there's entire tree failure, which usually occurs when the entire root plate lifts out of the soil and the tree is completely lost. And that's, you know, devastating when you lose a beautiful shade tree in your yard. So there is a certified tree risk assessment qualification in our industry that many of us have studied for and achieved, and gives us a little bit higher level of expertise when it comes to evaluating trees, because we look for those codominant stems and included bark, you know, narrow angles of attachment, and then excessive end weight, the lever force of a long horizontal branch that's getting too heavy. Those put a lot of pressure on the points of attachment, so those branches can fail. And those, you know, are pretty obvious. And then there's mitigation efforts that we can put into place to try to take care of those in anticipation of storms, to make those trees ready for the next storm that blows through. But Steve's got his a certified tree risk assessment credential, and he's got a sharp eye when it comes to evaluating that. There's some other techniques also. You can use some equipment that we have available to you to actually determine if there's decay inside a stem of a tree, to kind of determine if the shell wall thickness of the sapwood is strong enough to keep that tree upright should there be some wind. And maybe Steve can address some of those issues. I'm not sure what your thoughts are on.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about it. I carried that certification for, I think, several years, and then I did let that lapse. Wasn't being utilized a lot, but had the training. I was really blessed to be on one of the first classes in our area with an amazing arborist, Julian Dunster, mm-hmm. Out of Canada. And so when he came, and I'd already been an arborist for quite a few years, and I was in with all the other top arborists kind of in our state, and it was just absolutely amazing. This guy has a wealth of experience. He's traveled around the world. He's assessed trees, every kind of tree, every kind of place, And so to get that kind of teaching was, and we even went out, we walked around, and we were down over in downtown Phoenix, I think by Encanto Park area. And he pointed out so many things that even with a lot of experience that you maybe wouldn't have noticed before. The number one thing I learned in that class, though, was just really basic. Well, in that teaching and the studying, you know, you go through the books and you have to test. It was really difficult. So you go through all that whole process, the hands-on and stuff. But the number one thing was, you know, a tree, we have to remember, is there is no risk. There is no hazard if there's no what, John?
Tree.
No, if there's no targets.
The targets.
Yeah, if it's, you know, if it's out where nobody is around and it has all these issues, you know, is it something we need to worry about? No, probably no. But the closer you get to targets, a home, a street, a school, or whatever, you know, this raises the level of the importance of us to identify these hazardous conditions in the tree and to make a workable plan to address them or remove the tree.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just hit 1 when the auto attendant answers. That'll put you right into the studio of broadcast. We're halfway through the hour already, and we've got a lot more to come. We're at Palo Verde boar beetles. We had a couple people write in about that. We've got irrigation techniques to cover as well. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348.